Chapter 21. Incus Maximal, Malleus Mundi, Orbital. Majos Erquidex entered the Medicae section of the Survey Briggs Laboratorium. He passed Alpha Primus Orozco and two heavily armed Collatorax sentinels on his way in. Artisan Trajectory Van Auken was taking no chances with their guest. Erquidex approached the small mountain of blood-dotted dressings standing amongst the mess of the cybernurgical theatre. The giant stood before the three recovered cocoons on their slabs. He was still, although the rasping passage of air through his multilung was raw and audible. Erquidex stood to one side and adjusted several calibrates on the tracked and itinerant trolley stand that followed the patient around like an obedient hound. Lines and tubes ran from the equipment and into the folds of the Space Marine's dressings and hooded salve robe. The giant didn't acknowledge Erquidex.
"I apologize for this," the Majos biologist said. "You were not meant to see your chapter brethren in this way. The autopsies are complete. The wonder of their design and genetic working has been honored as the work of the Omnishire. Last rites have been issued by our Magi Concisus, but we cannot carry out the appropriate cult observances out here."
"No one can," the giant rumbled.
"They will be placed in Methylon storage for the rest of the journey," Erquidex said. "There is the matter of their official identification, for our records, of course."
The giant turned and looked briefly at the Majos biologist. The wet sores, burns, and radiation scarring that afflicted the Space Marine's face made him appear raw and unfinished. The Imperial fist turned back to the cocoons on the slabs.
"Perhaps their plate designations might have meaning for... Diluvius, wall name, Zarathustra," the Adeptus Astartes told him.
Erquidex noted the designation on a data slate.
"Xavian, wall name, Tranquility. Tylenor, wall name, Dolorous."
The Space Marine paused, his roll call complete.
"They were found?" he asked after a moment. "Coordinates 3, 62, 72, 14, Erquidex reported helpfully. "There had been such gravitational upheaval." "The world turned itself inside out," the Imperial fist said. "Chrome, greenskin, Adeptus Astartes, buried alive in mid-battle like some xeno-archaeological find. I had fought, I had killed, I don't know how long. I felt the land moving beneath my boots. A cliff face erupted before me, a tidal wave of rock, earth, and bodies. My brothers were down, the ground had swallowed them. I thought the Majos dead also."
Erquidex walked with the giant over to where Phaeton Laurentius lay on his tracked stretcher. His ruined mouth still rehearsed the formation of words that had no meaning. He dribbled and pawed at the air with his hands.
"I think your assessment all but accurate," Erquidex said. "His workings sustain his failing organics. His cogitation systems are being downstreamed for useful data. The Magi Physic do not expect him to live."
"Do what you can, Majos," the Imperial fist said.
"I owe him my life."
The Space Marine took the end of a piece of dressing hanging loose from one great hand and used it to clean a blood spot from Phaeton Laurentius's brow.
"How did you come to be on the Amculon derelict?" Erquidex said, "if you don't mind me asking. My artisan Primus requests the knowledge for his report."
"I was alone," the Adeptus Astartes said. "On a planet the enemy was ripping apart. No one was coming for me. You cannot fight a planet with your sword. You cannot stand against it in your plate. All I had was the teleport Homer. And hope."
"It worked?"
"Yes."
"When it formerly had not?"
"Yes."
"You were vectored?"
"To the Amculon," the Space Marine confirmed. "But there was a delay, not perceptible in transit. My plate detected the anomaly. Time had passed."
"My artisan Primus believes that when the Xenos attack moon cleared the system, the gravitic interference that had impeded guided vectoring was removed. Upon the removal of the affecting body, your transit became complete. It is true that Majos Laurentius alerted us to your life signs. If the attack moon had not interrupted your transit, then you would have arrived upon the toxic derelict earlier. You would have succumbed to radiation trauma, and there would not have been life signs to find."
What are you saying, Majos? The Space Marine said, leaving Laurentis and standing before the armor-glass viewport set in the laboratorium wall. With the blast screens retracted, the viewport allowed light from the void into the chamber.
That I am the victim of good fortune? If I believed in such a thing as good fortune, Erquidex said, and I don't, then I should say you are very much its beneficiary. You are the last of your kind.
That's right, the Imperial Fist said. I am the last of my kind.
What good fortune is there in that?
The pair turned their attentions to the two destruction-smeared ice worlds below. Despite the smouldering forges and cataclysmic black clouds that besmirched their twin surfaces, their reflected light still managed to dazzle.
Yours? The Space Marine asked. No longer, Majos Erquidex said, but they are forge worlds lost to the Xenos invader. Incus Maximal and Malleus Mundi, the Hammer and Anvil. We have dropped out of the Immaterium to dock with a Mechanicus Signum station and recover personnel and valuable data. Though the Great Forges were lost, we are told that a flotilla, heavily laden with preserved knowledge and faithful servants of the Machine God, escaped the enemy. Not everywhere has been blessed with survivors, however. Across the Rimwood sectors, there are reports of entire swathes of Imperial worlds silent in their destruction, populations rotting, and cities aflame. Most alarming and admirable are the worlds denied to the invader by Imperial hands. There are reports of virus bombs deployed on the hive world of Undine. A tragedy indeed, but one from which we might learn knowledge through sacrifice.
The Imperial Fist looked back at the cocoons on their surgical slabs, the smashed yellow pauldrons of their plate still visible through the protective membrane.
I have had my fill of questions, Majos, the Space Marine said. If you don't mind, I should like to be alone now. Of course, Erquidex said. If you would permit me one question more, for our records.
What is it?
What is your name?
The Space Marine stared back out into the cold emptiness of the void.
My name is Courland, Second Captain, the Imperial Fist told him. Wall name, Slaughter.